February is Black History Month. I'm Caroline, and each day on WMPG, we're celebrating and honoring influential black artists. Today, I'd like to talk about Leadbelly. Huddy William Leadbetter, better known by his stage name Leadbelly, was born in Louisiana in 1888. He first established himself as a musician by performing in red light districts, singing folk music and accompanying himself on the guitar. He also played accordion, piano, mandolin, harmonica, violin, and windjammer, and he could play 12-string guitar in addition to the standard 6-string. Leadbetter was often in trouble with the law and was imprisoned multiple times from the 1910s to the 1930s. His musical talent led to early releases and pardons from the government on multiple occasions. He was a virtuoso guitarist and became one of the first American folk recording artists. Some of his best-known pieces include In the Pines, Midnight Special, Cotton Fields, Boll Weevil, and his signature song, Goodnight Irene. He's also credited with popularizing the American folk standard, Bring Me a Little Water, Sylvie. His material reflected the politics of the era and pioneered the Americana style of writing, which still defines folk, country, and punk music. Bob Dylan and Kurt Cobain both cited him as one of their earliest and most prominent influences. Leadbelly died in 1949 and was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. Thank you for tuning in as we observe Black History Month. To listen to these audio features again, go to WMPG.org.